My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer new, inexperienced, and from the valley? Listen and enjoy.
She's new and inexperienced.
She doesn't know.
Because she's not good
nuanced at
all. Because basically she's working out of the handbook.
Yeah.
Oh, I want them. She doesn't realize how long this whole thing has been going on with the other ones.
No, Lisa said someone hasn't read the file.
Yeah, hasn't read the file.
Do you think she returns me under the lemon law? He's broken.
Yes, this one's broken. Give me a new one.
But because I think this person is new. Not new, a new person, but new, that they're just going by the book. He can have a field day.
Another
field day. Wrangling his dough out of her.
Let's see.
I said, no, not going to work like that. I want the information first. One of us has not been completely forthright.
See, my point. Uh-huh.
There's going to be some payback.
See, because she's like, no.
Fake friends have died.
Yeah. No.
She goes, Davin, I need this money, like, right now. She's also this Valley Girl scammer. Like, right now.
Right now.
I want my daughter to go to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dude.
I go, Belinda, you told me a few weeks ago she was already in school. Son of a bitch! I should have scrolled up. I didn't get the full file.
Right.
I'm telling you, you're having a field day. This is somebody new to scamming.
The
song
that's in my head right now, Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare.
It's like this person is new to scamming. They did not read the file, and they don't know who they're dealing with, and it's just, this is going to be fun.
I think that should be the tag for this whole bit. They don't know who they're dealing with.
I think that's the tag for anybody that deals with me in any form.
True.
Think about this. Everybody in the chat think about this, too. This is, for somebody, this is a scammer that's trying to take money and hurt you and stuff like that. And we're here going, this is going to be great. Because we're going to rake these people over the fucking coals.
Waste their time.
I go, Belinda, you told me a few weeks ago she was already in school. So she goes, she is, but they are on vacation.
I'd like to go to that school. You go to 3 weeks. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, really.
Snow day.
Ooh, that was
snow
day.
Enough of learning.
Snow day.
They reopened today, and she hasn't gone yet. She will be going to class one this term. I don't know what that means. I go, well, if your daughter is the most important thing, then you will tell me what I ask, and then you will get your money. Seems pretty simple to me.
Son of a bitch!
God, this
stupid daughter. Why do we have to make her up?
I know. Sold me a lemon.
She goes, okay, what do you want to know? I go, before we start, I'm telling you right now that if I catch you in a lie, you will never see money from me. Do you understand?
Let me tell you something. After work that day, the other scammers get it. Yeah, really? 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 Really?
Really? Really? Really?
Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? All sales final? Really? 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 Don't you have a conscience? No, none of us do. I know that, but really? Really?
You know what buying me is like? Going to the lottery and playing all the scratch-offs, and they're all losers.
Like, I'm their lottery loser.
No,
but
it's
they
like
keep
buying,
scratching
it's
and
like,
scratching.
It's like when we were kids and we bought our first car and we paid $800 and it wouldn't pass inspection.
Yes.
That's what it's like. You got fucked.
Oh, God, don't say inspection.
Yeah.
Hit it where it hurts today, Joe.
Sorry.
Damn.
She goes, no problem. I go, tell me the truth about your relationship with Mavis.
Ooh.
Joe perks up. Mm. Now, Joe's girl, before there was you, there was Mavis.
Yes.
Now, they have to know the backstory on this.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. She goes, I told you already. I only know her on Facebook. Now, she does know. They do know
they
that.
They do know that.
Which is kind of a weird thing to know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to know because somebody that... It's weird. How does somebody that knows so little know so much?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of a thing to know. Now, the suicide was a big deal. Of Dick Eldorado.
Right.
Who was dating Mavis.
Well, here's... Okay, all right, stop. Here's the thing. that might, the reason they might know so much is because the last correspondence was Dick Eldorado's death.
Wasn't the last? No, no, we went on
it
after
was
that.
But it was close enough.
But it was about a month.
It was
close
enough
end.
For Jazz, and it was major. So they would have to put that in the notes when you got sold.
Yeah.
All right. She goes, I told you already. I only know her on Facebook. I go, okay, we're done. It's a lie. I have evidence. I told you I had people on the ground in Ghana. Did you think I was some type of liar?
Yeah.
We are done. I was going to help you, but keep protecting Mavis.
Nice.
She goes, oh, I've told you what I know, and it is true. If you don't want to help, it's fine. I go, pictures do not lie.
Oh, nice.
I guess Mavis is more important than Kasha. Well, yeah, because she's real.
Yeah,
no,
really.
No, I'm kidding. She goes, pictures of who? I go, you and Mavis together. She goes, it's a lie. You know it.
No, it's not. We have the pictures.
Did I reveal that on the
yes.
show?
Yes.
They're on not being facetious. They're on our website.
I didn't know if I had revealed
they're
that.
On, they're
not.
On
yes,
our Diamond
Stand
website.
Yes.
Folks, if you want to go in and even look, they're in there.
Yeah, I got pictures of her and of Belinda mm-hmm. and Mavis mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
I go, you never know who you can trust and who is just looking for a payday. I had deep pockets, and so does the U.S. government. And what if I showed you a picture? What would you say then?
Mm.
Show me. I don't know her.
They're on the way, stupid.
Maybe I will. But you would just say, my eyes are lying. I think we're done. I asked for information to give you money. You failed. Now, if you want money from me, you will have to work for me.
Ah.
I would say, if we were ever a real couple again, I would help you, but I think we both know you could never love me, and I doubt if I could ever trust you.
Wow.
She goes, show me the picture, you don't have anything! I go, I will, on a video chat. I do have it. If you won't help me, you should have said so! I go, I told you, I will help you, but now there are strings attached.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.